This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Talked about having depth at corner as a part of the decision to move Ramsey to safety with Slay potentially out. Do you still feel like you have enough depth there to do that?
I do.
What guys, maybe beyond the one, obviously Joey, but I mean Eccles and Pierre, are there more options beyond that available?
And all of those guys have played and have played quality ball and played quality ball in the last game, and so it's reasonable to expect them to position themselves, particularly with a week's work, if Slay is unavailable to do so again. He certainly will be limited during the course of the week because he's in the protocol. When he's limited, that provides additional reps for other people. James Pierre, for example, played a good football game on a limited amount of reps last week. If Slay's unavailable this week, that just means more reps for him during the course of the process of preparation. And so I'm comfortable with our depth there.
And they add to the depth there, Jolie. Can I interest you in a slightly used, once pretty darn good, Asante Samuel Jr.?
If we're talking about depth, then yes, Jack.
We're going to talk to Nick Fairbaugh later on in the program, actually in about 40 minutes or so, about Asante Samuel Jr., how quickly he could get ramped up to speed and what kind of impact he could make in that secondary. And if it is just to purely add depth, I am all for it. You know, the last couple of weeks, I think, are a large part of the reason why the Steelers' secondary has, or I'm sorry, the Steelers' defense has been pretty darn good and has bounced back from the Green Bay loss is because Jalen Ramsey has been able to solely focus on playing safety, and he's a pretty damn good one. And we're kind of starting to see, you know, the second act or the back half of Ramsey's career unfold before our eyes, transitioning from corner to safety like other Hall of Fame corners have done in the past. So we'll get into all of that with Nick Fairbaugh coming up in about 40 minutes or so. This is the Fan Evening Show. I am Jack Hillgrove, and we're with you until 10:35 tonight on 11-11, week 11 of the NFL season. And if I had to make a wish for 11-11, I wish I could figure the F out what is wrong or what is right with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the middle of November, the time where players and coaches and fans really get a sense for what their team excels at, what their team's good at, what their team's bad at, and everything in between. How much of a playoff contender, if at all, are they? Like, if you look at the Indianapolis Colts, they're 8-2. They've got the best offense in the league, according to the numbers. Colts fans would say that their team is a legitimate playoff contender at this point. When you're 8-2 and you've got the best offense in the league, yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. New England is also 8-2. With a promising young quarterback, looks to be the next franchise guy in Foxborough, and a coach that's been there, done that. Patriots fans have to be feeling pretty darn good about themselves. Let's flip the switch here in my point to try to get across here that everybody knows, no matter what fan, what team you're a fan of, you know what your team is at this point in the season. The Tennessee Titans. They've got the worst offense in the league by the numbers. They're 1-8. They fired their coach, and questions linger about their top overall pick and the guy that they thought was going to be their franchise quarterback in Cam Ward. And the fact that the Titans let Cam Ward unretire Warren Moon's number is a bold move. If I was that kid going to that organization, I would have not done that. But that is neither here nor there. The teams with the best and worst records, for the point that I'm trying to get across here, I mean, obviously, you know, if your team is going to be a playoff contender or not. So let's try to level the playing field a little bit and talk about a team that's of similar standing as the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Their offense is in the top half of the league. Their defense is in the bottom half of the league. They just lost their promising young rookie in Travis Hunter. The Colts in front of them, they know that the division's out of reach, and they know that their ceiling is the wild card, probably at this point, at best. I now present to you the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have absolutely no idea what this team's good at, what they're bad at, if this team can win the AFC North and potentially host a playoff game, or even if they'll make the playoffs altogether. And Sunday night's game against the Chargers, because of that, was incredibly, incredibly frustrating. Not just for the black and white reasons, right? Like the fact that the Steelers were obviously on the wrong side of the scoreboard. It was frustrating for the fact that several things reared their ugly heads that we really haven't seen before this season. The worst in my mind and the most glaring is the fact that if you really wanted to, you could pin the entire game on Aaron Rodgers. He played his worst game as a Steeler, and frankly, it's not close. I don't think the pass protection was very good. PFF is something that I've said before, and I think a lot of people share this opinion as well, that I think it's pretty bogus at times. I do put some stock into Pro Football Focus grades for offensive linemen for the reason that, you know, you don't really see, it takes a keen eye to really see play in and play out what they do well or how good they're playing, unless it's blatantly obvious at some points like Broderick Jones. So for example, Isaac Seumalo obviously didn't play against the Chargers. His pass block grade this season, according to Pro Football Focus, is 74.9. That ranks fifth amongst all offensive guards in the league. Is it a coincidence that the Steelers' pass protection, in my mind at least, struggled at times with him out of the lineup? No, I don't think so. The reliance on one guy on your offensive line is concerning, and the reliance kind of branches out. It stems out from there. With Seumalo obviously out of the lineup, Spencer Anderson starts for him at left guard. And then with that, the nipple rubber, the sixth man, the sixth lineman that reports eligible. When Seumalo's healthy, that's obviously Spencer Anderson. And we've seen in recent weeks that the Steelers offensive line and the Steelers run game can do more things when everybody's healthy. All of a sudden, with no Isaac Seumalo, that goes away. And Andrus Peat tries to assume that role. They acquired that guy in training camp, former starter with the Saints, commits a penalty on the first play of the game and pretty much gets thrown in the doghouse, and all of a sudden you don't see much more of Andrus Peat from after that. And he sort of showed his the reason why nobody was beating down the door for his services this offseason. And furthermore, when it comes to the pass protection, the tackles, arguably the most important part sometimes of pass protection, has not been good either. Broderick Jones this season, a 54.6 pass block grade according to Pro Football Focus, 62nd out of 76 tackles. Troy Faltanu, slightly better and fine, frankly, for your right tackle, 67.9 and 38th amongst offensive tackles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think a lot of people, myself included, were skeptical, to say the least, about the concept of this offensive line, especially with Broderick Jones at tackle and a 41-year-old quarterback. Plenty of those problems were on display Sunday. But those problems were almost no excuse in my mind for the way Aaron Rodgers played on Sunday. Missing a wide open DK Metcalf on a sure touchdown, airmailing guys, throwing costly interceptions. You know, Mark Caboli said on the earlier on the show, on this station earlier today, about how something seemed off about him heading into the game, and I have a hard time disagreeing. I mean, we're talking about a guy who was top five in the league in touchdown passes. Still is, after a crappy game against the Chargers. One of the best touchdown-to-interception ratios of anybody to play quarterback in the NFL. And despite a couple of multi-pick games earlier in the season, it was still trending in that direction. Just a few weeks ago, we were raving about the guy. He still got it, man. Best quarterback play this team has seen since healthy Ben all the way back in 2018. And now here we are, November 11th, entering week 11, and I can't help but wonder if we are about to embark on a similar drop-off at the position to which we saw last season with Russell Wilson. Except this time, obviously, just earlier in the season. Last season, early on the Russell Wilson era, we were all having the same thoughts as we were about Aaron Rodgers a couple of weeks ago. Granted, at least in my case, not as robust thoughts. I think Aaron Rodgers, in my mind, despite Sunday, has been much better than Russell Wilson was last year. I mean, all you got to look at is the fact that the dude got benched by the Giants this season. But if we can, let's head back into the time machine and look at 2024. The Russ collapse came against really good teams. Philadelphia, Kansas City, Baltimore, etc. Guess what? That part of the schedule is on the horizon for 2025. Maybe not so much this week, because it's at home and the Bengals maybe have the most atrocious defense in the history of football. But 2 weeks at Chicago. And yes, I'm aware of Aaron Rodgers' history in the Windy City, how he's basically their fathers and owners, the same way Ben was to the Browns. But the Bears are 6-3. It's on the road. Last time the Steelers played in Chicago, they lost. And I question my confidence in Mike Tomlin being able to handle what Ben Johnson throws at him as far as an offensive schematic standpoint goes. Then it's Josh Allen and the Bills at Detroit. And then somewhere in there, you got to play the Ravens twice. All in all, not a great time for offensive problems to rear their ugly head. Not a great time at all for questions about how sustainable Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback to pop up. And yet 2 weeks ago, it was the defense. Ramsey moves to safety. They look okay now. And all of a sudden, the offense has issues. The Bills, Eagles, Titans, Browns, as far as all those teams are concerned, Bills, Eagles, and the Titans and the Browns, for the last 48 hours, sometimes I wish I was a fan of those teams. For the sense of, I would know where my favorite football team stood. You're a fan of the Eagles or the Bills or the Patriots, you're feeling pretty good. You have some reassurance. If you're a fan of the Titans or the Browns, you know your season's done. I don't have the slightest clue about our Pittsburgh Steelers. Not even close. I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they suck. I can't even correctly pin where the true holes on this team are. Because problems pop up. You'll like this analogy, Jolie. You ever go to Dave and Buster's as a kid and play whack-a-mole?
Here and there.
The problems are popping up like whack-a-mole. It's actually a good metaphor for the Steelers' season is gone now that I think about it. Congratulations on all my success in my brain for thinking of it. Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith, rest of the coaches are standing there, Dave and Buster's with all their tickets. Maybe they haven't won enough, so they've got like the crappy pencil erasers and the dinky stuffed animals with them as their prizes so far. And they're standing there with that hammer in their hands. Defense can't cover anybody. Boom. Knock that mole back into its hole. Offensive line can't protect Aaron Rodgers. Boom. Knock that one down. And now the offense can't convert on third down and on possession downs, as Mike Tomlin likes to call it. We'll wait and see if they hammered the mole back in the hole. But before we go to break, I present this question, and I want your thoughts on it at 412-928-9370. How much of a true indicator of a bounce back performance is it if they do it this week? The Bengals defense sucks ass. 426 yards allowed per game. The second worst defense in the league is the Cowboys, and the Cowboys defense is bad too. But they allow 397 yards per game. They're bad. So if the Steelers come back with like 50, 60% conversion rate on third down and beat the Bengals on Sunday, will that make you feel good heading into the Bears game on the road? I'm not sure it will for me. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fired up to be with you tonight. Nick Faribault coming your way in about 20 minutes at 8 o'clock. We're going to shift into some college football. A big weekend in Pittsburgh, obviously. College game day coming to town. Stephen Thompson of the Post-Gazette covers Pitt. He will join us. And then at 9:05, we go behind enemy lines. And we'll chat with Yanni Tregellis, sports anchor for WKRC-TV in Cincinnati. And we'll get his take on how the Bengals fare heading into Sunday in Pittsburgh and how different that is from the last time the Steelers played the Bengals. That is the Fan Evening Show tonight. Fired up to be with you. We'll get to your phone calls next at 412-928-9370. If the Steelers come back and win and bounce back and win on Sunday and expose this bad Bengals defense, you going to feel good about it? How good are you going to feel about it? 412-928-9370. All that and more coming up tonight on the Fan Evening Show. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.